T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
It's the most important story on Earth right now. I did my podcast on it yesterday. It's called The Worldwide Digital Dictatorship. And what is happening is that there's a partnership between several governments, including our own, our Pentagon, our FBI in some cases, and they are building a world digital dictatorship. Because the Second Amendment is in the way of them just crushing us beneath their boot and getting rid of speech that embarrasses Joe Biden, they're going, it's kind of brilliant, actually. They're going outside of America. They're taking the algorithms, taking the tech that was first developed inside our Department of Homeland Security. It's actually in an obscure agency called CISA. They're taking that tech to other countries and helping them set up the same censorship system that the FBI used against us, and to get Joe Biden elected and cover up Hunter's crimes, cover up that the laptop was Hunter's, the same tech system used to suppress the New York Post, very true reporting. They're exporting it, but they're helping other countries set it up. And we've had just a couple of them come to the fore. The purpose of this is becoming clear. Once they get these systems set up to censor on social media in different countries, including now Brazil and in Australia, they then have the chief censors in those countries demand that Americans who post on social media be censored, so that Australians or Brazilians can't see their posts because they are supposedly misinformation. It only runs one way, though. Only conservatives, only patriots, only freedom lovers get censored. It's not an across-the-board thing. And only things that embarrass the ruling class get censored. So Elon Musk is the only social media owner who is not giving in to their demands. That led to two Labour Party Australian senators demanding his arrest. They want him arrested. And obviously the point of that, you're going to start to see this in different countries. They will arrest him, demand his arrest. They will arrest his staff. And then they're going to demand extradition. Of course, the Democrats will comply. They'll send him Elon Musk and then finish off Twitter that way, I think is the plan. The what is left of the staff of Twitter in Brazil is currently on the run from the Brazilian authorities because they will not censor Brazilians and Americans who tweet against or about Brazil in ways that embarrass the left-wing leader. So how do we know this? Well, there was a tranche of 500 documents that were released, and you have to listen to the Battleground podcast to get all of it, Lee. And it details years now, going back 4 years of collaboration and collusion between our FBI and our Department of Homeland Security, and to some extent our Pentagon, between them in Brazil, them in Australia, setting up these censorship systems behind the scenes. It was just released by the House Judiciary Committee. So we know they're doing it. They are building, and this is terrifying. This is like something out of a movie, a worldwide censorship system. So you wake up in the morning, you said something bad about Dear Leader that, well, was true, but it was embarrassing, or about Hunter's crimes, or who knows. You wake up in the morning, get your coffee, think you're going to check your social media account, Lee, and it's gone. Oh, dear, it's gone. So you call your congressman to complain, but he tells you there's nothing I can do. We have no idea who took your account. Why, it could be the censor in Australia who admits she's a CIA recruit. By the way, she's an American. The chief censor, she's lived there for 20 years. The chief censor in Australia is an American who's an admitted CIA recruit. Cool. We got her in place. Or maybe it was the chief censor in Brazil who just didn't appreciate what she said in favor of Elon Musk. Or maybe it was the prime minister of Australia who yesterday, Lee, listen to this is how ridiculous this is getting, okay? Yesterday, the prime minister of Australia acknowledged he had asked social media to take down memes making fun of him. This guy thinks he has a right to not be made fun of on social media. I mean, the oldest form of political protest and dissent against both sides. As always, it's memes, it's laughter, it's mockery, it's comedy. But this buffoon thinks he has the right to not be mocked. So he actually did a press conference on this, talking about how glad he is that platforms, except for X, have removed memes making fun of him.
Media platforms have a responsibility to make sure that misinformation isn't got out there.
What's misinformation? Well, there's popular memes of him going, it's all over Twitter right now if you want to see them. You know how you take somebody's head and you put it on somebody else's body?
Right.
And it's real obvious you did it, okay? It's comedy. In other words, take Joe Biden's face, put it on Hitler's body. You could tell it's been, I mean, it's a meme, right? Yeah. They do this with Trump too, by the way. Left does it all the time. Yeah. I see them on Twitter, okay? So it goes both ways. Okay, he was saying how glad he is that the other social media platforms took down memes making fun of him.
They've removed various sites that were up containing fake images of myself superimposed on other people. That's the sort of thing that is going on social media. Social media has a responsibility to do the right thing here.
This type of activity is called comedy, political satire, and it has been going on basically since the printing press was invented. So
yeah. And before that, they just threw rotten tomatoes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there is that.
And laughed.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is ancient. So the idea that the prime minister of Australia thinks he is entitled to have memes of him removed, and it was a very, very long thing he went into there. I'm not going to play it all, but that he's glad other social media has taken it down and he wants Elon Musk to do it too. This is, Lee, this is not North Korea anymore. This is not China. This is not Russia. This is the West. Brazil is the West. Australia is the West. And now they've got this this conglomeration that's been put together by the CIA recruited, self-admitted, she says she was, not me. Chief censor of Australia, it's Fiji, Australia, Ireland, the UK, our government, and they all come together to censor so-called disinformation. They're all liberals. And apparently this disinformation includes memes making fun of the prime minister of Australia. Well, what do the Australian people think about Elon Musk being threatened with arrest? What do they think about the new censorship regime and the new censor? Love this. Yesterday, X took the top spot as the number one news app in the App Store in Australia. Number one.
Sounds kind of counterproductive for these folks, doesn't it?
Yeah, so people obviously have a hunger for real stuff to go online and get it. They obviously want to see what is going on there. The Australian people want to be free too. And we just wish the CIA and FBI would leave them alone and let them. Because this is bad, bad, bad stuff that's going on in the world. The fight over the First Amendment is being had, and they figure they'll go outside our shores and have this shadowy network censor us so that when you call your Congress member to complain, he or she literally doesn't know who to call. I mean, who's to say which country the FBI, which country the Democrats called to have your account taken down? Shall you complain to Fiji? That's one of the countries that's in this censorship conglomeration. And if you want to read the article on it, and again, you can go to my Battleground America podcast from yesterday. It's pinned to the top of all my social media. If you want to read the article on it, it's called Years of U.S. UK Military and Intelligence Planning Behind Sweeping Brazil Censorship Evidence Shows. And again, those documents were released by the Judiciary Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives. So this is what our Pentagon's doing, our woke Pentagon. They're running around the world. So is the FBI, so is the Department of Homeland Security, helping other countries build apparatus to censor us. And they're already winning because apparently every other social media outlet is bowing to them except for Elon Musk. So that's why there's talk of him being arrested now in these countries. I just can't believe it's Western countries. I mean, free speech used to be a bulwark of the left.
Yeah,
I mean, of the West.
Of the, well, yeah.
And the left, too, really.
Well, but that's the whole free speech thing has always been mostly this country, because you have got a completely different media setup in the rest of the world. I mean, I think that's one thing that the American people don't understand. The way that media is set up in this country, they're private entities, and you have a constitutional right to free speech, or you used to. And that's not the case in these other countries where the media itself is subsidized and owned by the government. Thus, the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation.
And, you know, these media outlets don't want competition from social media. They don't want competition from their own citizens, who now can go and have built bigger audiences online than the actual programs, the cable news programs people are watching, whether those are state or privately owned.
And like in England, it was only the British press, the printed media that had the freedom to investigate, to criticize, to opine and editorialize. Since the online things have come under the same type of regulation and ownership as regular over-the-air broadcast radio and television, there's your issue.
I just wonder if Musk is gone, changes his mind. I mean, think about this. If Musk were gone, if he changed his mind on X, he decided, look, I got to focus on Tesla, whatever.
Maybe
they would rule internationally with an iron fist, and bureaucrats in the UK would be canceling me and you and everyone online.
Maybe they're going to help him occupy Mars. That way he'd be out of the
jurisdiction. Will there be free speech there? Well, I don't know. Texter writes, the one world government is biblical. We may be able to slow its coming, but it will happen. Well, I don't know, but the FBI is working really hard on it now. And you need to listen to my podcast yesterday, because I really wrapped the whole thing up in just 15 minutes. How we're finding out this is the U.S. government spreading censorship all over the world. And you know what this is? When you look at the chief censor in the 2020 election was the FBI. We know that from the Supreme Court case that was just heard a few weeks ago. They want to be, think about their ambition. They want to be the chief censor for the world. Think about that amount of power. Now, there's no one to stop them. What do you think? Mike Johnson's going to do it? He's too busy funding Hamas. I mean, he's not going to stop him. Who's going to stop him? I guess Elon Musk, maybe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Want to hear from the candidates who are running for office? Want to ask them for questions? Mark Lynch has a great idea, something you can do tonight. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Tara.
So you are having the United Patriots Alliance Candidate Forum, where you can hear from candidates running for the South Carolina State House of Representatives, Senate, Congress. Tell us about it.
Yes, that's happening tonight at Burnsview Baptist Church at 9690 Reedville Road. We're going to open the doors at 5 o'clock, and then we're going to have our Congress candidates coming. Ralph Norman will be there, and Adam Morgan. We have our state Senate candidates coming, 5 of them, and about 10 of our state House representatives, and these are all candidates that are representing districts in Greenville and Spartanburg counties. They'll be allowed to have a couple of minutes or so for their stump speeches, and then we're going to get into some hard questions for them and try to hold these people accountable and just see what they're about so the voter can be educated when they vote.
Talking to Mark Lynch, and you're talking this about this forum. This is going to be tonight at 6 o'clock p.m., Burnsview Baptist Church, correct?
That's correct.
So tonight, 6 p.m., Burnsview Baptist Church. I'm looking at the list of candidates that you have here. I think this is the most candidates I've seen anybody gather at once anywhere so far this season. Which is great. You could hear from so many people in one shot. And I love bringing kids to things like this, too, because it's really great for them, you know, to hear from people on the stump. But you have everyone from, you know, House of Representative candidates, looks like about a dozen of them, state Senate, U.S. Congress candidates. Is there anywhere you can go right now to read about this online or just go to Burnsview Baptist Church at 6 p.m. tonight?
Just come to Burnsview tonight. We do have it posted on our website at UnitedPatriotsAlliance.com. That's our organization that is committed to preserving our God-given freedoms that are guaranteed by our Constitution. And we're just trying to help keep elected officials working correctly and voting the right way. We put out a Freedom Index recently that shows how everybody voted in 2023. It's a report card of how they all did. And it's amazing that we have a lot of work to do when we think we're a red state. We're really not. But we've got some good candidates here that are voting the right way, and we want to thank them and support them and make sure we vote them back in again and get the right ones in and get the bad actors out.
Where can people find that voter guide that you're talking about?
We post the Freedom Index on our UnitedPatriotsAlliance.com website also.
Okay, UnitedPatriotsAlliance.com. And also, you're having, again, the forum tonight, Mark Lynch, Burnsview Baptist Church, 6 p.m. this evening. Thank you so much for joining us on 98.9 WRD. And folks, just another opportunity to hear from these candidates before we end up married to them after June.
Amen.
Yeah, because a lot of them are running in the primary. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. Coming up in just a minute, what happens when you don't vet your candidates? They give $9 billion to Hamas. But yeah, if you ask most Republicans, hey, do you support that aid for Israel? A lot of them say, yeah. Oh, yeah, Israel. But what was in that aid package? Funding for the enemy. Because if you're so lucky to become an enemy of America, you get funding. And Hamas just did. This is going to boil your blood, especially with the update I have from yesterday. Folks, this is how everyone in talk radio needs to be talking this morning. They need to explain that Mike Johnson defeated the majority of his party in Congress to give money to the enemy and then had the unmitigated gall to go to Columbia University yesterday to challenge people who support Hamas. You cannot make this up. It's must-hear radio. You won't hear it anywhere else. Coming up next. You hear that noise? It's really loud, isn't it? Sounds like maybe your neighbor is running that motor all night long. So what do? Oh, you call 911, right? Well, it's happening. Sheriff's Office in South Carolina, Newberry, to be exact, is asking people to stop calling 911 and filing noise complaints. It is not your neighbors. It's not a motor. That screeching that's driving you nuts, that's the cicadas. So stop it. Trillions of cicadas are set to hatch in the eastern U.S. or are already hatching. You may have heard them. I can hear them. At least I think that's what I'm hearing. It's very distinct. It almost does sound electronic, almost, like sort of a cross between a motor and something digital. It's kind of creepy. But it's just the bugs. They're at a biblical level, especially in the far western part of our state and then arcing up through the Appalachians. There's a couple of different broods coming out there. And this is the big one, the biggest one we've had since the Revolutionary War when this happened that other time. Because two separate 17-year and 13-year broods are hatching and they're coming up. They're very noisy. They're mating. They're having a big party and they don't care if you want to sleep. Anyway, Apparently, this has led to people making 911 calls. They want the noise turned down. Folks, you cannot turn down the cicadas. The sheriff's department cannot turn the volume down on the cicadas. So a sheriff's office in Newberry, South Carolina, is asking people on Facebook to please stop filing noise complaints because that by law, they have to go out and address it. And where they're going, it's cicadas. Several people have called to report a siren or some weird roaring sound that's really loud. That's the cicada. It's only going to get worse in coming weeks. So just be aware of that. Okay, folks, I love irony. It's a bad addiction. It's a bad addiction. Yesterday, I'm sitting here recording the Battleground America podcast, and I see this moron, our speaker, says he's a Republican, but who knows, goes to Columbia University, Mike Johnson. Why is he going to Columbia University? To confront Hamas supporters. And, I mean, it went about as expected. It was 18 minutes of them heckling him. This is all upside down, okay? The biggest supporter of Hamas at Columbia University yesterday was Speaker Mike Johnson. Let me tell you why. Because you can march around screaming death to Israel and chanting pro-Hamas slogans and intimidating Jewish kids on your campus because you're a hate monger and all. But if you didn't provide $9 billion for Hamas, then you're not the biggest Hamas supporter yesterday at Columbia University. Mike Johnson is. See, most Republicans, if you polled them and you said, how do you feel about aid to Israel? Most Republicans would support it. But most Republicans have no idea that a third of the aid, roughly $9 billion, billion with a B, is going to Hamas, is going to Gaza. What is even the point of this? We're just going to fund both sides and... Okay. So this moron, Mike Johnson, goes to Columbia to chide the students for protesting in favor of Hamas while he funds Hamas. Wrap your brain around that one. Here he is yesterday trying to talk to these morons. They're morons. It was like a collision of morons yesterday because you got the biggest Hamas supporter on Columbia University campus yesterday, Mike Johnson. And these kids, the ones wearing the Palestinian garb on their heads, they should have been cheering him. They should have been high-fiving him, but they're morons too. And so they had no idea that the biggest funder of Hamas, besides Chuck Schumer, was standing right in front of them, and so they booed him.
Enjoy your free speech.
Some of the student organizers are part of the group for Jewish Voices for Peace.
Anti-Israel encampments are popping up at universities all across this country.
Yeah. Okay. $9 billion. Here, let me explain this, okay? The $9 billion is what they call aid. We're giving aid to the Gazans. Okay. Who is the government of Gaza? Anybody know? It's Hamas. See, Hamas is not just a terror group that happens to live in Gaza and slaughtered and raped 1,400 Israeli Jews. Killed 30 Americans and still has 6 hostages that are American. No. They're not just a terror group. They're the elected government of Gaza because the Gazans elected them. In the last poll done of the Gazans to ask, hey, how do you feel about genocidal slaughter? 70% of them said, cool, thumbs up. We support Hamas, the elected terrorist group of our government. So but before, just to make this real clear, let's look at it the way Hamas looks at it. Before October 7th, did they have $9 billion from Chuck Schumer and Mike Johnson? No, they did not. This is a reward for the slaughter. That is how they will see that. Now, how many Gazans are there? 2 million. 9 billion. So that works out to roughly $4,500 a Gazan. Or $18,000 for a family of 4 Gazan terrorists. Because honestly, when 70% of the population supports you, how do you sort out the terrorists from just families trying to survive? I don't know how you do it. Mike Johnson doesn't either. So Mike Johnson figures, you don't know, he just printed $9 billion for 2 million people, $18,000 for a family of 4. I had a guy text me yesterday. He said, you know, it's funny, $4,500 was exactly my tax bill this year. You fed a terrorist. Good for you, dude. So this moron, Mike Johnson, I don't think he's evil. I think he's just literally dumb. He goes to lecture them on Columbia University about supporting Gaza, about supporting Hamas when he is the biggest Hamas supporter there. And then the moron goes on Jesse Waters yesterday to say the kids are stupid.
It was chaos on that campus. I mean, we were looking out to a sea of students' faces with rage. So many of them, Jesse, don't even know what the heck they're talking about. This is not the expression of free speech. It's not the free exchange of ideas in the public square. This is threatening and intimidating Jewish students because of who they are, because of what they believe.
How many years do you think Hamas is going to be able to dig in, Mike, with the $9 billion you just gave them? Because you cannot fund the people of Gaza without funding the government of Gaza, which is the elected terrorist group of Hamas. Okay, they control every aid group that comes in. There is no way to go around them and give stuff to the Gazans. I don't even think we should, for starters. But there's no way to go around them at all. Do you remember the UN aid group? There was a scandal over that. You can look it up earlier this year. And we were giving money to the UN aid group. And it turned out a lot of them had personally participated in the slaughter and rape of Jewish women. T-A-U-N. Why? Because you cannot walk into Gaza. I can't walk into Gaza. We'll be beheaded. You can't. They will kill you. And you know who else says? Who else is saying that? This week, Fatah. Fatah is telling the outside world. By the way, they're Palestinians. They hate the Jews too. They're just a competing group to Hamas. Fatah is saying, oh, by the way, stop giving Hamas, stop sending this aid in here. Hamas is killing aid workers. Hamas is stealing the aid and using it, supposed to go for the people and using it for their war effort. So all you're doing, as Tom Cotton explained, Senator Tom Cotton, all you're doing, you're just refueling Hamas so they can keep fighting. You know how long they'll be able to keep fighting with $9 billion, Mike? Oh, years. By the way, it's not, they don't just send in food. You send $9 billion worth of food, it's all going to go bad. That's not what they're sending. They're going to put the money in the aid group's hands. It's going to go right into Hamas's hands. The ones they don't kill. So in addition, what else do they supply? The thing Hamas really needs right now, fuel for their world war effort. And he says the kids are confused. Now, before you throw your hands up and say, I'm never voting a Republican again, what a freaking moron. Know this. The Republican Party in the House got it right. A majority of Republicans voted no. No, we're not funding Hamas, Mike. No, we're not funding Ukraine, Mike. And what he did was use the Democrat votes to overcome the will of the Republican majority who elected him. So this is Mike and Chuck. And by the way, Tim Scott voted yes, moron. Lindsey Graham voted yes, moron. So when Lindsey Graham's on TV telling you, talking smack about Hamas, know that he, like Mike Johnson, are among a small handful of the biggest Hamas supporters in the country. So I just about died laughing yesterday. Mike Johnson's on Jesse Waters. Oh yeah, these kids are morons. They don't even understand what Hamas is. You funded them, buddy. You funded them. So here's what we're going to have some fun with this. What would you do? So it's $4,500 per each Gazan, right? And we don't know who the terrorists are and who the terrorists aren't. They don't either. So whatever, you're probably funding a terrorist. So what would you do with that $4,500? Or if like, say your family of four, it's $18,000. What would you do if Mike Johnson liked you enough to give you the $18,000? That's kind of outrageous if you think about it. Like the actual American citizen victims in Maui, Lahaina, they only got $700 checks. East Palestine, those people haven't gotten a dime yet. They didn't get checks. Why is Mike sending $9 billion to Hamas and calling it Israeli aid? Or what is even the point? I don't know. But I think he was trying to rehabilitate his image yesterday by, again, chiding the people supporting Hamas when he's supporting Hamas. We are a dumb, dumb country. We are a dumb country with silly people ruled by even dumber people who are even sillier. We have become, under leadership of morons like this, a danger to ourselves and the world. We are a danger to ourselves and the world. We need to elect better leaders. By the way, for those of you who will inevitably text me, we should have kept Kev was it? No, Kev supported the Ukraine package too before we threw him out. Except in that package, it was only $5 billion for Hamas. So somehow his moronship, Mike Johnson, found another $4 billion for Hamas. Or maybe the Democrats did and he just agreed to everything they wanted. Not sure. But nice move, Mike. Criticizing kids for speaking about Hamas when you're funding them? Really? Really? If you get attacked, If you were attacked by, say, I don't know, Donald Trump at Bergdorf, if he actually sexually assaulted you, would you remember like what month that happened in? Maybe a date? How about a year? You could pin it down to a year that it happened? No? Well, Jean Carroll couldn't, but she won $80 million in a judgment from Trump anyway, even though there was no proof the two of them had ever been in the store at the same time or, well, ever. Because this is New York. This is New York, and this is the kind of thing that's allowed to go down in New York. Roseanne Barr, remember her, comedian, recently went to Bergdorf department store, the alleged site of the alleged rape. By the way, the funniest part about this, the alleged victim, Jean Carroll, who won the $80 million, then laughed about it with Rachel Maddow afterward on MSNBC, because I guess this is funny. She did a magazine cover where she was wearing a dress. She said this was the dress that she was wearing. She knows. She remembers that part when Trump raped her. Well, people quickly pointed out the dress wasn't made in the year she said Trump raped her. Or the year after. So she changed the year she was raped. She remembers now. Well, Roseanne Barr went to Bergdorf with her son. And a terrible memory came back to her. I hate anybody to have to go through a thing like this. She remembered being raped by Joe Biden in that dressing room. It could happen to anybody. Here's the audio clip.
What happened, Mom? We're at Bergdorf. Are you okay? You look very sure.
No, I'm not okay because I just had a horrible flashback, a horrible memory. Right now, I realize that 26 years ago, Joe Biden raped me right here in that dressing room in the shoe department where I went and changed my shoes.
Oh my God.
He raped me in here. Joe Biden, he raped me right here in the shoe department at Bergdorf Goodman.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I need to sue. I need to sue.
So she says, no, I'm not. I need to sue, which is what all women think when they remember they were raped, except they forgot and can't remember the year and maybe or maybe we're not wearing the dress they say they were wearing. I need to sue. So we wish her the best with that. We hope she is able to overcome it and get her own $80 million. By the way, she says she demands to be believed and she wants a trial in New York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.